The city of Fargo will not prosecute a local TV news reporter for entering a school without checking in as required by law. And joining us with a few more details here on 790 KFGO is Assistant Fargo City Attorney Jason Luce. Hey, Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So can you explain what happened and how she broke the law, and when we'll talk about why you decided not to charge her?
Well, she had entered a school without registering, which is there's a city ordinance that requires anyone entering a public school to register at the front desk of the school. At all the Fargo public schools, there's signs posted informing people of that. The TV reporter did an undercover story, and in the story, she bypassed checking in with the front desk and just walked into the school. The police investigated. The report came to our office. By that time, the school district had spoken with KVLY and some of the other districts where this was also done, Moorhead and West Fargo.
Do you know what that what those conversations were like?
I wasn't privy to most of them. I was in maybe one meeting. I think the gist of it was they wanted to have all three jurisdictions on the same page and not treat it differently anyway.
Mm-hmm. So did the school district want to press charges? The school districts want to press charges or
well,
not?
What happens is that the case comes to our office as a charge out. It's our decision to decline or to prosecute the case. In this case, I chose to decline it. It was partially based on conversations with the school district in that they wanted to work out an agreement between them and KVLY, which is fine. And typically when we have a victim, which the school district was in this case, work something out on the side, we'll take that into consideration when deciding if we're going to charge or not.
But I would imagine that you must know what that resolution was. Do you know what the resolution was with the school districts and the news station?
I don't know exactly what it was. Our office isn't a party to that, and we don't base our charging decisions off of agreements that other parties are making. So I wasn't privy to what the agreement was. No.
Mm-hmm. So then what went into your decision not to prosecute?
Well, two main factors. The first one being that the school district had said that they wanted to work this out and not pursue charges against Ms. Moore. And second was the fact that Ms. Moore appeared to be acting on behalf of her supervisors at the news station and that they instructed her to do this.
Mm-hmm, sure. Is this case closed now for all intents and purposes? I mean, are there any other charges or looking at any other charges? Or
no, it's, from our office's standpoint, it's closed. I can't speak for the police department. I don't know if there's other charges that they'd want to pursue with the state attorney's office, for example. I don't think so, but
it still is against the law, though, right? You have to check into the office when you go into one of the schools, and those signs are posted, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for joining us, Jason. Appreciate your time on KFGO.
No problem. Have a good morning.
Good. We shall. Thank you. That is Jason Luce. He is the Assistant Fargo City Attorney.